سيدة شعر بعارف بالله تتي أقدس أزت معنا شعكي محمد اختر ساف نور الله مرقده لتايت اليد يصبح مدينة يشام مدينة يصبح مدينة يشام مدينة مبارك تجي قيام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجي قيام مدينة بلا جان کیا جام مینائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ بلا جان کیا جام مینائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت جو کی چھپائے گا دل سے پیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلپا نیت نیچ ہو کی چھپائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک
مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، ہو آزاد اخاطر غم جو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، جو جہاں سے جو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dala Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi of Tabrizi Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, in which Allah Hazrat is teaching us the requirements and the conditions of Iman, that he is a person has to have great love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than one own self. And the sign of this is, whatever is attached to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person loves that. So Hazrat explains that a person, if he really loves Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then in his heart, the greatest city will be Madinatul Munawwara. And just the thought of Madinatul Munawwara will put a person in a different splendor, that is the splendor of Iman, and the noor of Iman will penetrate the heart. And Hazrat explains and gives a picture that a person who is present in Madinatul Munawwara, bodily or mentally also we can be present and just think, Ya Subha Madina, Ya Shami Madina, that what an enjoyable and pleasurable stay is Madinatul Munawwara, whether it is the beautiful morning, from the time of Subha Sadiq, how beautiful that time is, and to be present in the company and the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to start your day in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Shami Madina, the ending of the day in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person's whole day is in a different enjoyment, he is in a different splendor, and his Iman is just bubbling in his heart all the time. So Hazrat explains that person who Allah Ta'ala blesses with this great opportunity of being in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, then what can be said? Ya Subh-e Madina, Ya Sham-e Madina, Mubarak Tujhe Ya Qiyam-e Madina, that very blessed is your stay in Madinatul Munawwara, that the beautiful morning, the evening, and in fact the whole day, Hazrat covers the beginning and the ending, which means the whole day. And this is if a person realizes that he is in Madina Sharif, and he is continuously, as much as he can, reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be concerned and be alert of practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then such a person stay in Madina Sharif is very blessed and very mubarak. Otherwise, Hazrat explains in front, as we have learned. Then Hazrat further mentioned
that a person who have understood that why is Madinatul Munawwara so great, because of that nisbat, that connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what can be said of the whole world put together? Bala jaane kya jaam meena hai alam, tere kayf e khush khuram e Madina. That what can the whole world, people can be enjoying themselves in the taverns of the world, the different gullies and the different what they think beautiful hotels, etc., beautiful orchards of the world. But what can it compare, not an iota, to the beauty and the splendor of Madinatul Munawwara, where the anwarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just shining all the time from there throughout the world. So where can the whole world put together? Whether it can be Switzerland, whether it can be Paris or London, it doesn't come close. And especially where people are totally unmindful of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot compare that place to Madinatul Munawwara, where the anwarat, when people were locked in darkness, Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the nur of the nur and anwarat of the beautiful teachings and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Kareem and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spread that throughout the world. And the focal city then Allah Ta'ala made Madinatul Munawwara, where this anwarat spread throughout the world. Till today it is spreading. And then Hazrat explains, when Allah gives you this opportunity, then realize where you are. Don't think that you are just in any ordinary city, and or don't think that you are just in your hotel room. Wherever you are, the whole surrounding of Madinatul Munawwara, a person should be extremely cautious and be alert. Where am I? I am in this most Mubarak city, where I don't deserve to be here. So every moment of your life in Madinatul Munawwara, Madina ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par ho bande nazar ihtiram e Madina. Hazrat is teaching us here that what is the importance of building our iman. One is correct belief in Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this will give us correct iman. And then to have great honor and respect every moment, not just for Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's personality, that is very, very great. To have that respect, we can't even imagine. Just for those things that are said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Mubarak Sati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how important that a person, every step in whichever gully you are, realize I'm in Madinatul Munawwara. So I have to have great adab and istiram. Don't be unmindful and just get busy in the bazaars and forget where I am. Or worse, sitting in your hotel and watching TV or reading the news and you forget where you are in Madinatul Munawwara. So much so that a person has to be even careful what words he utter in Madinatul Munawwara. One buzurg in Madinatul Munawwara just happened to say that the day here in Madinatul, the day that the sawamal seems to be a bit bitter. Unintentionally he mentioned that. At night, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into his dream and he said, if you don't like the da'i of Madinatul Munawwara, then go away from here. So a person has to be extremely careful and conscious. And thus we will build in the company of the friends of Allah by increasing our durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, building our connection with bringing sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. Then we'll understand and realize what Hazrat is mentioning. What love the pious servants have. That Madina, 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 Madina. Bara lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Just the name of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to say Madinatul Munawwara, it gives you so much enjoyment and pleasure. Then what can be said when reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What can be said when following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is just mentioning the name of the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so enjoyable that can we imagine durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we only realize what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala it is. A person will just enjoy reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when a person really understands the message that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach us that we are the humble slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the king of both the worlds, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I live like a humble slave in this world. When Allah give me my plate of food, I sit down like a humble slave and I realize I don't even deserve it. So where do we stand? we should realize that in Madinatul Munawwara, I myself should think and make a lot of tawbah that we went Madinatul Munawwara, sitting in the hotels and having our breakfast or our food on the couches and on the chairs and armchairs and on tables and chairs and forgetting the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today we are crying all the restrictions, etc. But in reality, it is my own downfall. And I should be crying and making tawbah and begging Allah Ta'ala to give me tawfiq that never ever I forget the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no matter where can I be. And especially in Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat says, when you realize the message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and it penetrates your heart, what will be the sign of that? Nigaho mein sultaniyat hej hogi. Jo paayega dil mein payame Madina. That the kingdom of the whole world also put together. In other words, all the richness, position, name, fame will mean absolutely nothing for you. You won't look towards that. You won't even be worried about that. When the true message of Madinatul Munawwara, the message of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we become the humble slaves of Allah when it penetrates the heart. And as we learn from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they went into the kingdoms of the kings, Romans and Persians. Khalid ibn Walid with his spear, 7 steel carpet, spear putting it into the carpet. And what did he care of that? That had no value in their heart. What was valuable was the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wherever they were, they could not leave out the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, through the barakat of our share, give us this reality that we start loving durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and become conscious of sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then what the whole world is looking for, running from place to place, I want a peaceful place. This country is not peaceful. That country is not peaceful. Wherever you can go in the world, Hazrat says so beautifully, Sukoon e jaha tum kaha dhoonte ho, Sukoon e jaha hai nizam e Madina mein. Where are you looking for this peace and contentment? You think South Africa is full of crime. That country is terrible. Which country should I go? Hazrat says, all you have to do, bring the system of Madinatul Munawwara in your life. Practice on sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can remain in the lion's den. You'll be safe. You'll be at ease. You can be in a crime-trodden country. You'll be at ease. Otherwise, you can be in the most peaceful, outwardly peaceful country. All the security in the world, you won't have 1 minute peace if you don't have the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your life. So this is very, very important for myself, all of us, that we should take stock and see that which lifestyle am I following. And then I expect peace and comfort. And if I don't get it in this world already, what's going to happen in the qabr? If I go to the qabr without the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we can't turn back. So this is the lesson we have to take, and Hazrat finally beautifully says, addressing himself but giving us the great message, that the friends of Allah Ta'ala, when they have got the love of Allah, they pass on the message so beautiful. Hazrat says, O azad akhtar ghame do jahar se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulame Madina. That if you want to be free from all the worries of this world and the hereafter, we are too worried of the worries of this world as far as my position is concerned, as far as my financial condition is concerned, etc. That is really no worry. We should be worried, I don't break Allah's command. I should be practicing on sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat says, if you want to be free from the worry of this world also, and more important, the worry of the hereafter, we start from the qabr, then very easy, ho jaye dil se ghulame Madina. That from your heart and soul, become the true slave of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they gave their lives for the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, Yahdi bihillahu man ittaba ridwanahu subul as-salam. Whoever follows the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will open roads of peace for you in this world already. What can be said in the year after? Allah give us the true reality.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. During the chapter on association and staying in the company of the pious and the righteous, yes, a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dr. Uman radiallahu anhu said to his son, O my son, impose on yourself to sit in the company of the ulama and to listen to the talks of those who possess wisdom. Wisdom refers to the intricate matters of deen, as example,
those which were uttered by the genuine Sufis. Because Allah Ta'ala revives a dead heart with the light of wisdom, just as He revives a dead land with continuous rain. Another hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala says, my love becomes incumbent on those who love each other solely for my sake, and meet each other solely for my sake. The words for my sake means solely for the sake of deen. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of a good companion and an evil companion is like that of a perfumer and an ironmonger. The perfumer will either give you some perfume, you may purchase it from him, or you will at least inhale a good fragrance from him. As for the one who blows the bellows, he will either burn your clothing, or you will inhale a foul smell from him. In other words, even if you do not derive full benefit from good company, its effects will certainly come onto you. And even if you are not fully harmed from bad company, some harm will certainly come to you. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrated, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, do not choose the company of anyone but a believer. This could have two meanings. Number one, do not sit in the company of a disbeliever, a non-Muslim. Or number two, do not sit in the company of one who does not have perfect iman. Thus, the one who is most eligible for your company is one who is a believer, and especially one who is a perfect believer, that is, he adheres strictly to deen. Hazrat Abu Razin radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not teach you something on which a major portion of deen rests, and through which you can acquire the good of this world and the hereafter? Number one, hold on firmly to the assemblies of the people of Allah's remembrance. Number two, when you are in solitude, keep your tongue occupied in Allah's remembrance as much as you can. And number three, love solely for Allah's sake and hate solely for Allah's sake. Hazrat, it is also learned from experience that good company is the source of deen in its entirety. Pious company is the greatest of all means to acquiring the reality of deen, the sweetness of deen, and the power of deen. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, Jannat has pillars made of sapphires with upper stories made of chrysolite. They have open doors which glitter like brilliant stars. The people asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will live in these upper stories? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, those who love each other for Allah's sake, that is for the sake of deen, who sit in the company of others for Allah's sake, and meet for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. In the final hadith which Hazrat mentions, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not live amongst the idolaters, amongst the mushrikeen, nor be with them, that is, do not sit in their companies. The one who lives amongst them, or remains with them, is part of them. All of the above hadith and verses in a hadith prove one point, namely to sit in the company of pious people so that one may hear good words from them and learn good qualities from them. The second point remains now, studying the books of the pious people of the past so we can learn about them and we can bring these qualities into our life. Inshallah, we will discuss next week.